This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As we noted earlier, President Bush has decided that his new choice for the Supreme Court should arrive there as the boss. John Roberts, who at 50 would be the youngest member of the court, would take the oath as Chief Justice under the president's new plan. Hearings on Judge Roberts' nomination were to begin tomorrow. They're now delayed. This is in part because former Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who died Saturday, will be lying at the Supreme Court prior to his funeral on Wednesday. Here's part of what the president said this morning.
The passing of Chief Justice William Rehnquist leaves the center chair empty. Just 4 weeks left before the Supreme Court reconvenes. It is in the interest of the court and the country to have a Chief Justice on the bench on the first full day of the fall term.
After announcing the planned elevation of Judge Roberts this morning, the president flew to Louisiana to meet with hurricane victims there. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, how does this work? Judge Roberts was supposed to be replacing Sandra Day O'Connor. Now he's slated for a new job.
Yes, it is quite a different job, Alex. The way it works is that the president will withdraw his nomination of John Roberts to replace Sandra Day O'Connor and replace that by resubmitting a new appointment for him as Chief Justice replacing Rehnquist. That will technically, for the moment, leave the court with just one vacancy to fill in Rehnquist because Sandy O'Connor did not actually leave the court. She just tendered her resignation. And if necessary, she could pick up in October with the rest of the court and hear cases as she would have if she were not planning to resign.
Ron, does it make sense for the new guy coming on to be the chief of the court?
Actually, it's been typical for the president to choose an outsider to be the chief justice. That was the case when Warren Burger became chief justice before Rehnquist. It was the case when Earl Warren became the chief justice back in 1953. And in fact, at that time, when the death of the chief justice, Fred Vinson, took place in September of 1953, President Eisenhower actually put Earl Warren on the court as a recess appointment to be the chief justice. So it's not unprecedented by any means. Actually, William Rehnquist being elevated from the court to be chief was rather the exception.
Well, I guess it's not exactly as though the president's going to have to start over on this nomination for someone to fill Justice O'Connor's seat because there was widespread speculation that Chief Justice Rehnquist may leave the court.
Surely, as you remember back in June, we were talking about this all the time, anticipating that because of the advancement of his thyroid cancer, he would choose to step down before going any further. As it turned out, the Chief Justice decided that he thought he might have a chance to begin the new term. Unfortunately, that was not the case. But there were many names that were bandied about at the time. Of course, 20, 30 names were talked about at the time. And certainly the president has a short list to work from, people he might have appointed instead of John Roberts, and now people that could fill that slot as Associate Justice.
How about questions? I just wonder about, there was a little kind of comment that, gee, this really should have been an appointment for a woman. It wasn't. Maybe there's more pressure for that now.
There's certainly every bit as much pressure as there was back in June, and of course that included the president's wife, Laura, who said she thought it would be nice to see another woman on the court. I think we should all be looking down to New Orleans for one more reason than the obvious, and that is because there are two women on the Circuit Court of Appeals there for the federal judicial system, both named Edith Brown Clement and Edith Holland Jones, both ideological conservatives, both people who would fit the president's bill quite well. I wouldn't be surprised if one of them or the other gets that Sandra Day O'Connor seat now.
How about the president's visit down to Louisiana today, Ron?
Well, the president's on his way down there, has arrived there, is going to be visiting with evacuees and others in Baton Rouge, of course raising again his presence there, his flag there, and showing that the federal government is trying to do everything it can. But, of course, landing in political controversy even as he arrives because of the rather rocky relationship right now between the White House and the governor of Louisiana, Kathy Blanco.
How about concern over political effects?
Well, you've got evacuees now spreading out to a number of states, a huge number of them in Texas, hundreds of thousands perhaps going to be in Texas. That's going to keep it on page one. The horrors that we're going to see as the water recede, they're going to keep it on page one. I'm afraid that the two disasters we've had here, one, of course, a natural disaster, the other more of a man-made disaster, are going to be with us for quite some time.
Okay, good. Thank you. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron. Ron's political column, Watching Washington, runs every Monday exclusively on our website, npr.org. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.